now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Princess Zelana visited Marco Polo in his apartment at Kublai Khan's palace. She begged him to win the friendship of the great Khan. She informed him that Ventu was plotting against the Khan, and she begged Marco Polo to tell Kublai Khan of the plot and to ask her hand in marriage. The next day, Marco Polo was taken into the city with his father, his uncle, and his servants, and there they beheld the strange wonders of the Orient. Then Marco Polo told his father that he should be able to persuade the Khan to save their lives, but if he did, he would probably have to marry Zelana. The next day, Ventu visited Zelana and told her of his love. He confessed that he was party to a plot to overthrow Kublai Khan, and she asked him to give her proof. The day dawned on which Marco Polo and his companions were again to be brought before the Khan. Prior to seeing them, Kublai Khan sent for Ventu.
Come, Ventu, stand before me. This is the day I must pass judgment on the four white prisoners.
You ask my advice, most noble majesty?
I ask your advice.
Then I advise that these men be put to death.
I've seen the gifts which they brought to the city. My soldiers seized them and brought them before me. I do not think the gifts were of much value, but there's something I like about these strangers. They are fine, fearless men. I like not putting men to death without cause.
You have issued a decree, Most High. That decree states that no white men shall enter this city. Should they do so, they must be put to death.
True, very true, Ventu. You think these strangers will cause trouble in my kingdom? That they will strive to stir up the people against me? Eh?
No one could stir up the people against you, Most Noble Highness.
Flattery comes easily to your lips, Ventu.
Have I not always served you loyally and well, Most High?
Yes, you have, but I think this country has been at peace too long. It is time I embarked upon another war. When the people are at peace, they plot and intrigue.
Tell me if there are any plots against you. Tell me the names of the plotters so that I may slay them.
I know not whether there are any plots against me, but I am a warlike ruler. By the might of my army, I hold my people. Still, we were talking of these men from the West. Now, if we are going to war, we want no strangers here. These men must die.
I'm in agreement with you, Most High.
Well, bring them before me. Bring them before me. 2 hours... Afternoon, when they enter the great audience chamber, let the death gong be sounded. I will speak with them and pronounce sentence of death.
You are the wisest, the most clever of monarchs, Most High.
Yes. One other matter I must discuss with you. What of this girl, the Princess Zelana? Shall I wed her?
That is for your highness to decide.
I have many wives. They quarrel frequently amongst themselves. Do I but take one more wife? There will only be more quarreling.
May I crave your favor, Most High?
Speak.
If the Most Serene Highness does not take the Princess Zelana for his wife, will he bestow her on his humble servant, Ventu?
I have already bestowed 5 wives on you, Ventu. Are you not satisfied yet?
I desire to wed the Princess Zelana, if your highness does not choose her.
All right. You may take her. I will make that proclamation tomorrow. Now, call a meeting of my high officers. We shall hold a council of war. Kublai Khan has been idle for too long. Let the war gongs be sounded, and let the trumpets blow. Let the people know that Kublai Khan goes to war.
On whom will you make war, Most High?
Well, let us not decide that. I will discuss it with my officers. Now summon them, and remember, 2 hours this afternoon, bring the 4 men from the Western world before me.
For a long time, Kublai Khan sat in council with his higher officers. They studied maps and plans. and eventually they decided to make war on some of the provinces of India to add them to the empire of the great Kublai Khan. The council was then dismissed, and Kublai Khan took his midday meal. Then he was conducted to the great audience chamber, where he waited to pass judgment on Marco Polo and his companions. At 2 hours after noon, the great doors were flung open. Then, as Marco Polo and his companions were led in, the death gong was sounded.
See? The great Khan waits to receive us.
This time we must win his friendship.
I like not the sound of that gong. It sounds like a bell tolling for the dead.
Oh, I feel as if I were already...
Now to make obeisance to the great Kublai Khan.
And Chu stands before him.
Oh, that man hates me. Even if they let you live, I know that Van Chu will recommend that I be put to death.
Courage, courage, they will not. Oh. I will fight to save you.
Oh, but we are so helpless here, my master.
Silence! Let the prisoners not speak before they are addressed by the great Khan. Do you bend before the great, the mighty, the all-powerful Kublai Khan?
You may rise, you may rise. Now what have you to say to me? Have you seen the wonders of my city of Peking?
Oh, great and mighty Kublai Khan. We have seen many of the wonders of your city. We have witnessed the industry of your people. We are glad that we beheld such wonders. We once again express our friendship to you. It is our desire to promote trade between your country and ours. It may turn to our country to tell the people of the wonders that we have seen, to bring other men here so we may exchange our goods with yours.
You wish to invade my country, Niccolo Polo.
We would bring men who would be men of peace, so wise and noble Khan.
Have you learned yet to tell the hours by the water clock?
Not yet, most high.
When the water clock shows that it is 1 hour before midnight, then you will die, Niccolo Polo. That is the decree of Kublai Khan.
Mighty Khan, why do you turn against me? Why must I be put to death?
The armies of Kublai Khan go to war. While we prepare for warfare, we want no strangers here. The decree of death has been passed upon you. Now be silent. Speak not, or you shall die now. Now let your brother speak with me.
Mighty Khan, my brother Niccolo has spoken for me. We came here in friendship, and yet you have turned against us. We wish you no harm. If you are going to war, mayhap we might be able to aid you.
You Westerners, you people of the Western world, know nothing of war. We have machines of which you've never heard, machines which enable us to conquer the world. Now hear me. You have some hours to live to tell the time by the water clock. And when you discover that it is 1 hour before midnight, then you shall die, Mafio Polo. That is the decree of Kublai Khan.
But most
be silent! I will speak with Marco Polo.
Do you pass sentence of death on me, Kublai Khan?
Dog! Those are no terms to address his highness.
I spoke not with you, Van Chu. I spoke with the great Khan.
You are a brave man, Marco Polo. But it is my decree that you shall also die 1 hour before midnight. I wish to hear no words from your servant. He will die with you.
Oh, I knew that we were doomed. I knew that I would never see Venice again.
Silence, dog. A servant dares not open his lips in the presence of the great Kublai Khan.
Oh, what matters it since I am to die?
When you entered the audience chamber, the death gong was sounded. Nothing can save you now.
Hear me, Kublai Khan. Did your governor Van Chu persuade you that we should be put to death?
What matters who persuaded me? I am the great Khan. I issue decrees.
Van Chu desires that you rid yourself of all who would be your friends.
What words are these? The man raves, most high. I am your loyal servant, and I say that it is in your interest that these men should die.
Marco Polo, know you not that Van Chu is more than my governor? He is my nephew, my own flesh and blood, my own flesh and blood. I trust him more than any man in the world.
Then I say that the great Kublai Khan is a blind fool.
Marco, have a care. Oh, we will die sooner.
Most high, give me...
Marco Polo, know you that no man, even under sentence of death, has ever spoken to me thus?
Then the great Khan has had new experiences. I say again that you are a blind fool.
May I slay him, most high? My sword is drawn.
Wait! Why say you that I am a blind fool, Marco Polo?
Because your governor who stands before you is a double-dyed traitor. He desires your throne. He plans to seize it from you.
Now you shall die, you dog.
Marco, have a care.
I have his wrist.
What is this? Never before has fighting taken place in my presence. In my audience chamber. Stand back, Van Chu. I give you no orders to strike this man.
You heard what he said against Me, most high, flesh and blood cannot stand it.
Sheath your sword, Vanku. When I wish you to draw it, I will tell you to do so. Now, speak on, Marco Polo. You were telling me that I am a blind fool.
I know the Banshee plots against you, most high. I know the Banshee plots against you, most high. He hates and fears us because we know of this plot.
That is why I am going to war. My subjects have been idle too long.
Most high, you cannot believe the ravings of this man, this stranger. He has been under close guard all the while he's been at the palace. If there was any plot, how would he know of it?
Yes, sir. How would you know of it, Marco Polo?
I ask that you let us live for another 48 hours, most high. During that time, bid your officers inquire into the conduct of Banchu. Bid them ask who are his friends. Let them search his house.
Most high, I kneel before you. I have given years of service to you, devoted my life to your cause. Would you believe the lying slander of this foreigner? Show that you trust me. Give orders now that I strike Marco Polo's head from his body.
A moment now. How came you by this information, Marco Polo?
That I cannot reveal, but I beg that you will make these inquiries.
Marco Polo, a little while ago you called me a blind fool, but I will show you that I am no fool. Now, you've been a prisoner here these last 3 days. You've been closely guarded. You would have no chance of finding out of any plot. You are merely fighting now for time, thinking you may escape. I would have you know that I will trust Vanchu with my life.
Trust him with your life and you will lose it, noble Khan, even before you lose your throne.
Foolish words, Marco Polo. And for daring to speak against Vanchu, you shall not live until 1 hour before midnight. You shall die now, and to Vanchu shall fall the task of killing you.
Most high Hermes, my son did not mean his rash and idle words. Let him live a few more hours.
Kubla Khan has issued his decree.
Oh, Master Marco, my master, why did you speak those words?
There will be when he will regret his hasty action.
Vanchu, you may draw your sword now. Put an end to Marco Polo.
I kiss my sword. Once more I use it in the service of the great Khan. With one swoop, this sword shall take Marco Polo's head from his shoulders. Now meet your death, you foreign dog.